You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity and C, and today you're checking out WWE Monday Night Raw from March 4th, 2024, live in San Antonio, Texas. And Cody Rhodes comes out to kick off Monday Night Raw. Cody says on SmackDown, The Rock called the meth heads. He talked about my dog, and Rock did not accept my challenge for a one-on-one match. I can't dismiss your words. He has presented a different challenge, one that involves my friend Seth Rollins. That's when Seth Rollins comes out. Cody says, two Mount Rushmore people together. I fully understand if you want to focus on Drew McIntyre. Seth says, this is my story too. Roman Reigns and I came in together. We both wanted power. I wanted to give it to the people. He wants to keep it for himself. With The Rock in the bloodline, we are close to Roman Reigns having absolute power. I'm over The Rock. He ain't been the people's champion for a long time. I'm going to call The Rock Diarrhea Dwayne. He runs his mouth and everything in it has the consistency of a wet baby poo. He said he made pro wrestling cool again. You ain't been cool in 20 years, pal. This morning, I received 100% medical clearance. This Friday, I will be at SmackDown to confront the bloodline. Do you have my back? But he says, I also have a message for Rock. It's been a long time since you hadn't been handed something. I'm not the same as you. I'm coming to SmackDown with Seth Rollins, and I will give you a face-to-face, my clear and obvious answer for WrestleMania. So with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins backing each other up, they're both promising to go to SmackDown to deliver the answer to The Rock and Roman Reigns' challenge for WrestleMania. I'm excited to see these two together. It's going to be great action. Next, Intercontinental Champion Gunther defeats Dominic Mysterio with JD McDonagh after Gunther lands a dropkick, a powerbomb, and applies the Boston Crab. And Dominic Mysterio has to quit. So Imperium has the victory over Judgment Day in this first match, and Gunther finally shuts up Dominic. Next, Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler defeat former women's tag team champions Kayden Carter and Katana Chance after Zoe rolls up Katana. And next week on SmackDown, Damage Control come in the ring. Dakota Kai says, next week you will get your little tag title match, and we're going to send you crying like we did Bayley. Shayna says, it's about time. See you next week. The women's tag titles will be on the line. The Kabuki Warriors defending against Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Going to be some great action there. Next, we have the man, Becky Lynch, taking on Nia Jax. A decent match. During the match, Liv jumps and attacks Nia Jax, sending her into the ring post. After Liv and Becky have some words, Nia pulls Liv to the ring, but Becky hits a baseball slide. Nia takes out Becky and lands a leg drop on Liv Morgan. So Liv interfering in that match, causing both Becky and Liv to be attacked by Nia. After the match, Becky Lynch challenges Liv to a match next week. Backstage, Rhea Ripley then sees Becky and laughs at. We then find out that Ricochet, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, Butch Reed, JD McDonagh, and Chad Gable will fight next week in a gauntlet match. The winner will take on Gunther at WrestleMania 40 for the Intercontinental Championship. We have Andrade taking on Apollo Crews. Judgment Day watch the match backstage. Andrade gets the quick win after a Samba, and Andrade looks great here. Next, Sammy gets interviewed backstage until Ivar and Valhalla confront him. Then we move on to the tag team champions. Judgment Day, they defeat Imperium. Damian lands south of heaven to get a 3 count. And backstage, Candice LeRae trashes the girls. Looks like Candice is going to have a heel turn. Great tag team action there by Judgment Day and Imperium. Next, we find out that Paul Heyman is the first member to be inducted into the class of the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame. Excited about that. Going to be live in Philadelphia, the home of ECW. Next, Drew McIntyre gets interviewed. Sami Zayn defeats Ivar after a Helluva kick. After the match, Bronson Reed attacks Sami Zayn and lands a tsunami. Chad Gable then confronts Gunther backstage. And in our main event, Jey Uso takes on Drew McIntyre. Solo Sikoa comes out during the match. Jimmy distracts Jey, allowing Drew to nail a claymore to get a 3 count victory over Jey Uso with help from his brother Jimmy and Solo. After Cody Rhodes comes out and attacks Solo Sikoa, Seth runs out as well to make the save for Cody until Seth is met with a claymore by Drew McIntyre. And Drew has put Seth on notice. He's warned Seth, your obligation should be focused on me. I'm taking on you at WrestleMania 40. Great action. Decent episode of Raw. Not a lot happened. There's still We're only a couple weeks away from Mania. There's still not many matches made. I'm excited to see what's coming for Mania. Brock Lesnar might be returning next week. A lot happening on Raw next week. So until next time, make sure you stay safe and stay uncensored and stay tuned.